RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
HD2 Richmond, always live on the free Odyssey app. Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it. For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Dan, a happy Monday morning to you. 10 o'clock in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Whole crew's with us today. Megan's here. Josh is here. We're going to have ourselves a party. Busy, busy weekend in the world of sports. We've shaken off the events of Friday, where I lost the first ever fan bowl off to... AWOD by three pins. That's in the past. We're on to the next one. We're on to River City Roll. That's the official stance of this program. We've got a Super Bowl matchup, Niners and the Chiefs, a little rematch of Super Bowl Live for a few years ago in Miami. We'll break that one down. And of course, a big, big week on the Washington Commanders coaching search. We have our seven finalists. We have five interviews set up today and tomorrow, ending in Detroit with Ben Johnson, who is now freely available. And if you're talking about closing statements, the two top candidates here, what you would perceive to be the two top candidates, made a heck of closing statements yesterday in losses. Ben Johnson sprints out to 24 right away with the Lions. They end up losing, but a very solid offensive performance. And Mike McDonald in Baltimore shuts Patrick Mahomes down, 17 points for the Chiefs. They didn't score in the second half. Certainly as strong a closing argument as you can hope for, two guys who are coming off very successful seasons. And I think one of them is going to be the coach of the Washington Commanders by the end of the week. But college basketball, what a weekend. And I'm not just talking about Duke and the refs, who are going to playing footsie with each other in bed as they always are. I don't know if you saw the end of that Clemson game. That was as brutal as the home cooking gets. Duke, thankfully, is in the castle tonight taking on Virginia Tech after that ending. The Hokies, 91-67 winners over Georgia Tech. Techs won three in a row in ACC play. They're hot. They're 5-4, and they are entering what I would call the meat grinder portion of the schedule right here. It does not get any easier from here. They'll take on Duke tonight at the Castle. Big game, 7 o'clock tip out there. Then they're at Miami. Larrañaga's got those boys rolling. And then they are at Notre Dame, another road test. Things are about to get real for the Virginia Tech Hokies. We'll see if they can survive that. If they can survive that upright, if they can pick up a win against Duke tonight, they are very well positioned down the stretch. UVA handling its business 69-52 in Louisville. Really not much more to say about that game other than they played a bad team. They're a good team, and they won the game, took care of business. We got to get Mike Barber on, though. He's posting on his Instagram. He went out there, did the did the whiskey tour, the bourbon tour out in Louisville. That's all I want to talk about from that game. That looks fantastic. Doing all the samplings and everything. Hopefully after the game. I assume he did it after the game. He's a responsible man. Richmond 69-64 over Dayton. We told you that was the big game of the weekend, and the Spiders are the only undefeated team left in the Atlantic 10. Missed their first 11 shots. Weathered the storm, came back. They are undefeated, and their schedule the rest of the way looks extremely favorable. They got a little VCU action on Saturday at the Stew. We got that one circled. Their only other top 100 game is a home game against UMass, which, I mean, if that's your hardest game, and that's the way the A-10 scheduling works here, right? The A-10 every year tries to figure out who's going to be good, who's not going to be good. They pair the good teams against each other so they can play each other, raise their profile, get into the tournament. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody thought UR was going to be good. They're 7-0 now, and they're stuck with the schedule of the team that they thought would not be relevant this time of year. They'll be playing the double dips against kind of all your favorite cellar dwellers the rest of the way. That makes it hard for them to get the attention of the committee, but that undefeated record, 7-0, certainly looks pretty sharp headed into the stretch run here as we turn the page to February. One more full month of regular season college basketball left. Things are getting real. But if you were right here on the Fan Saturday night, you heard VCU, our fourth winner of the four, take down Davidson 63-58. Little road win for them. Davidson beating them up inside, as teams have done, but VCU's defense weathers a cold stretch to start the second half in terms of just the ability to lock down when the offense isn't humming. The offense wasn't scoring points there start of the second half. They continue to do their job. They continue to keep Davidson off the board and came up very big down the stretch. Robbie and Rodney had the call on the Fan afterward. They talked to Coach Ryan Odom.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that was huge, you know, and we didn't get off to a well. I thought we would get off to a better start in the second half, you know, because we were leading for 15 minutes in the first half, and I felt like we would get it going, and they put the pressure on us, you know, give them credit, no doubt. But our guys responded and tied it up, and then were able to kind of finish the game, you know, as it was tight.
That's how road games are going to go in the A-10. That's going to be the story for road games this year, is they're going to come down to the wire. They're going to come down to that last media timeout. We've seen a lot of home games doing that, too. You're going to have to be able to finish. The Rams were able to finish there in Davidson. That made the difference down the stretch. Loved seeing big efforts from Toby LaWall inside. Look, they're not gonna hang. They've got the Bonnies on Tuesday, tomorrow night. They're not gonna hang with Chad Venning. They're not gonna hang with the big men. They don't have that matchup. But if they can deny the pass, if they can be smart about it, you saw the path to victory there at the end of that game. Speaking of the travel situation, here's a little bit more with Ryan Odom. They have not set foot in Richmond since that game, and they're not going to tomorrow either.
Something we certainly want to try to emulate. You know, last year's team was amazing, you know, at it, and certainly we want to continue that. You know, it's fun to certainly win at home in front of your own fans. We have the best in the world, right? But it's also equally fun to win on the road. Winning is just fun.
It's just fun. Yeah. It's just better.
Winning is fun.
It's enjoyable. All right, so now from a travel standpoint, you're going to stay here.
We are.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
You practice here. Just, it's an easier trip up.
Timing just worked out better for us to be able to fly from here direct. You know, yeah. We stay here one more day. We've got a practice over at UNC Charlotte tomorrow, and we'll kind of begin the prep, you know, for St. Bonaventure. They had a big win yesterday, and they have a day of prep over us at this point, right? While we're playing, they were practicing or walking through. And so we've got to get ready, you know, for them. We know it's going to be a tough battle up there. It always is. And it's going to be fun for our guys to perform in it.
That's a coach. It's 10 minutes after a win. On my next opponent, they got a whole day of practice on us. I don't know how we'll close this gap. I don't know what we'll do about it. Look out. Bonnies have a whole extra day of practice. I'm sweating it already. Dude's 10 minutes after a big win over Davidson. He's already sweating the next one. That's the life of a college basketball coach this time of year. You can bet that was Mike Young's game They beat Georgia Tech by 24. You know right after, what's up with Duke? What's Duke doing? Got to get ready for Duke. They come fast. They come furious this time of year. And VCU did not return to Richmond after the game. Stayed the night in Charlotte. Now on their way to beautiful Olean, New York for a Tuesday nighter against the Bonnies. A revenge game. St. Bonaventure handed them a loss here. That was at the low point of the season. The G-Dub lost that loss. Since then, the Bonnies have not backed that up really in any way. This is a beatable team, and the chance to get one up there is a big opportunity for VCU coming into tomorrow night. Let's polish off the post-game interviews. Toby LaWall dropped by with Robbie and Rodney after the game, and certainly the interior play was a big story. These guys got roughed up a bit early, but were able to withstand Davidson, to turn him away late. And here is Toby LaWall with the crew on 910 The Fan.
We just had to communicate better. That was the main thing, because at first we weren't really, like, they were getting us on the baseline drives and on the curls. So we had to make sure, like, we stopped them getting downhill, especially on, because this team is really good at, like, trying to put on an act, like, on the backdoor cuts, on the curls. So they have a lot of randomness to them, so you don't really sure what they're going to run. So you have to be ready and anticipate everything.
So it looked like that y'all also made an adjustment later in the second half where if they did get downhill, instead of y'all going and trying to protect the rim, that you kind of held back so you could box out, because we at one point were getting out-rebounded 32-16, and we made a lot of that up in the second part of the second half. Did y'all make that? Was that something y'all talked about, or did it just happen?
We talked about rebounding, but for rebounding, it was just about if someone goes to help, someone needs to crack down on a big. So, like, if I go to help, someone needs to crack down on number one.
Right.
So, like, it's just leaving guys wide open, giving them a chance to get a rebound. So, if everyone hits a body and hits someone, then we're going to be able to get every rebound every time.
Toby LaWall, you heard him right here on The Fan after a little late-night win over Davidson down in Charlotte. Rams back in action tomorrow night, taking on the Bonnies. Revenge game there. Hokies are the big one tonight, big Monday, 7 o'clock, hosting Duke at the Castle. Big one for their tournament hopes. Duke certainly rounding into form. They're no UNC. UNC's the class of the league this year, but Duke right there in that second tier. Big opportunity for a win for the Hokies tonight, 7 o'clock tip down there. So Monday means you've got new net numbers. This is the new RPI. This is how teams get judged come tournament time. This is the number they use. Hokies lead the pack out of our state teams. They're 45. So a 45 ranking is right on the border of getting that at-large tournament spot. Certainly if they beat Duke, they'll go surging up those rankings. UVA hanging at 49. I think they've got a good opportunity down the stretch as well. Richmond, and this surprised me, only slid up to 70 after their win over Dayton. I was expecting a bigger bounce there, especially with their schedule the rest of the way. That's going to get tough. They have to get at least one of the two against VCU. Probably have to hold serve at home the rest of the way to hold that at-large consideration. But as we've mentioned so many times, it's going to be a brutal year for the committee this year, trying to sort out what's what. VCU down at 89 in the rankings. Old Dominion, by the way. Remember when Old Dominion and VCU were rivals and on the same plane with each other? Old Dominion's 292. Out of about 350 in the most recent rankings. They also just dismissed their leading scorer, Vashawn Ouellette, for, and I quote, conduct unbecoming of a monarch. I don't know. Unbecoming conduct of a monarch there, their leading scorer out at ODU, Vashawn Ouellette, off the team down there. Women's basketball, UVA with the big win of the weekend, 81-66 over the Tar Heels, who are nationally ranked. Tons of college basketball. We'll circle back on that. You know I'm excited about the Hokies hosting Duke tonight, but it was an NFL Sunday. The Commanders are about to hire a head coach. Tons going on in the world of football. We're off and running. It's a Monday morning. You're listening to MP on the mic. This is 910 The Fan. Now, what? Yeah, it is. This is MP on the mic. I'm MP. This is the mic. This is the show. 10:17 on a Monday morning in Richmond, taking your calls. You want to weigh in? Four winners in college basketball over the weekend. None bigger than the Spiders, who are undefeated in Atlantic 10 play. VCU taking care of business down at Davidson. and Tech and UVA roll over lesser ACC foes. Not to disrespect those wins, but the big games are coming. Hokies up against Duke tonight at the Castle. We'll take your calls, 833-804-0910. If you want to weigh in on that or anything in the world of sports, 833-804-0910. Super Bowl line opened up last night at 2.5 points. Niners favored by 2.5. Woke up this morning, it was already down to 1. I think we'll have a pick 'em before long here. That's basically where this should be. I get that the Niners are a more talented team on paper, but I don't think you can ignore the intangibles here. Well, plenty of time to talk about that. We'll be down in Vegas starting next Monday. Countdown's on, 7 days away. From AWOD and MP do Vegas, thanks to our good friends at Bud Light for setting that up. Excited to talk to celebrities all week, non-celebrities. I'd like to formally invite Taylor Swift on this radio program, Megan. You can jump on for the interview if you want to. I know you're a fan. I think that would be just a good way for her to build her brand. I know she's trying to raise awareness. She's doing these re-recordings, and we would be happy to let her promote her projects.
Definitely.
In exchange for a few minutes of her time.
Yeah, no. If you get her, you got to pull me on. I got to talk to her.
Absolutely. Somebody was explaining the math to me last night that the day before the Super Bowl, she is performing in Tokyo, Japan, on the Eras Tour.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's one I actually did not realize.
Yes, but she can attend the Super Bowl because apparently, and we're all learning things here.
Yeah.
Saturday night in Japan is Friday night here. They're a day ahead there.
Yeah, the time difference.
Like it's Tuesday in Japan right now.
Yeah.
So she can travel back in time and come watch the Super Bowl.
Taylor Swift is a time traveler. Confirmed.
I think I like her chances.
I do.
She can be the flyover, the pregame flyover. She can just parachute out and into the stadium.
That would be amazing.
Straight from Tokyo. Yeah. I want to know what the cost of that flight is.
Oh,
the private jet from Tokyo to Vegas
late night after
a show.
I would hate to think. I know I can't afford it.
She makes a little bit of money at those shows, though. She's doing her thing. You're not tired of seeing her during the football games.
Oh, no, definitely. I love the pictures. I saw the ones that came out when the Chiefs won the other night, and like it was just adorable, her and Travis hugging.
There you go.
I know some people are getting tired of it, but I'm just like, no, it's so cute.
The back of my mind thought on this whole thing has been, what if the Chiefs lose this year? Everybody's going to blame Taylor Swift. She's the Yoko Ono. She broke up the Chiefs. I don't see a lot of credit being given, though, the other way.
Yeah.
You gotta tip the hat here.
Yeah.
Travis is playing his best football of the year.
He is.
He's dominated the last couple weeks. That was his best first half in maybe, years potentially.
Mm-hmm.
He was all over it yesterday. It just said there was a lot of blame the other way. Not hearing a lot of credit, though, being awarded.
And he got all the Swifties rooting for him. That bunch of new fans.
You know, as Detroit was winning last night, I thought that this is going to be the most lopsided who is America rooting for ever. Because Detroit's such a good story. They've never won anything. You know, Rust Belt, the town hollows out. Now they're plucky little football teams winning in the big game. But then they lost, and it's the Niners. Mm-hmm. And nobody has any feelings about the Niners. They're San Francisco. They had Joe Montana for a long time. They had Steve Young after Joe Montana. They're doing just fine.
Yeah.
They've won lots of Super Bowls. So I think we're probably closer to even now in the Who is America rooting for, Chiefs, Niners. You can call in, let us know who you're rooting for, 833-804-0910. But I do think the Swifties could be swinging this. We had a party at our place yesterday. Had a lot of people over. The teenage girl segment, They knew they were going hard. Of the guests we had at our house, yeah. Well, I have kids; these are their friends. These aren't my friends. Yeah, that would be weird. They all knew what was going on, though. They knew they were going for the Chiefs.
Were they like watching the game, looking out for Taylor?
America's team. Absolutely. That's where the Rice Krispie treats came from.
They were good.
Brought some treats in this morning.
I know. I enjoyed that. That was my breakfast. And the soup.
Rice Krispies are a delightful breakfast.
It's very good. And homemade, too.
Oh, and these are Rice Krispie treats, so that, that definitely elevates it out of the standard.
Oh, yeah.
we'll have a soup review at 10:45 during our daily time with JC.
Yeah.
So I am definitely looking forward to that. Chiefs Niners in the Super Bowl. It's going to be a pick 'em. Niners are 1-point favorites right now. Niners are the better team on paper. The Chiefs, of course, have Patrick Mahomes, and that's about the difference yesterday. What surprised me, when you do, where did it go wrong? I think for the Ravens, this is a lot easier than the Lions. The Ravens only ran the ball 16 times yesterday. And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, so the Chiefs are going with their best players in their biggest situations. They're feeding Travis Kelce. They're letting Mahomes do his thing. And the Ravens are trying to force feed this passing offense. And they weren't even that far behind. That's the part that got me. They passed it 37 times, only ran the ball 16 times. That's a running offense. That wasn't what the matchup said to do against the Chiefs. You didn't let Lamar cook in a big game situation. I get taking the ball away from Brock Purdy and letting McCaffrey make play. I don't get taking the ball away from Lamar Jackson in a big play situation in Baltimore. I think they're going to want that one back. I think they're going to want a lot of that back in Baltimore because, boy, that defense showed. Mike McDonald, Ravens defense, we've been talking about them. He's in the finalist mix for the Washington Commanders job. He'll be interviewing with them today. That is that's one they're going to want back because the Ravens, if you hold the Chiefs to 17 points at home and you've got Lamar Jackson and you don't let him do his thing in a big game, They're going to regret that one for a while. And in the AFC, there's no guarantees you're getting back there. Bengals are going to have Burrow back next year. Bills are good every year. They keep reloading. Chiefs are the Chiefs. It's that may have been the window right there for the Ravens. And to not let Lamar be Lamar in prime time, that was a head-scratcher for me in terms of the Ravens not Just not going with their strengths, not running the ball, not letting Lamar run the ball. It's the AFC Championship game. You're not saving them for anything. That place was juiced up, too. That crowd was fantastic before the game. A lot of the air came out, and they still had the chances. And then, we talk all season, Chiefs receivers struggling to catch the ball, struggling to make plays. And it's a Baltimore rookie receiver in the end who's the difference. Zay Flowers fumbles the ball on the goal line. Has the taunting penalty that holds back the drive. Very uncharacteristic game from the Ravens. Looked outmatched. And I think a lot of that goes back to the coaching. I love Harbaugh. You know I love Harbaugh. But boy, that team just did not look mentally ready to play that game. The Lions, that's a more complicated one. If you want to call in and say they should have kicked the field goal, they shouldn't have been so aggressive on fourth downs. I don't know. That's their brand. That's their identity. That's who it was. I didn't have a problem with any of their go for it calls. The only one I'd maybe want back would be not taking the field goal on fourth and three because you hadn't scored at all in the second half at that point. That's one where I think the momentum factor of putting points on the board overrides what the book says. But you made it that far doing what you do. It's hard to blame Campbell for getting away from it right then. It's hard to blame him for, going away from what works in the biggest moments of the year when it works. If you've got to blame him for one thing, though, I mean, running the ball on that third and goal, not that they would have had a chance because I think the Niners with McCaffrey could have gotten a first down. But Greg Olsen called it out in real time. Greg Olsen, last year everybody was, oh, Greg Olsen, he's the best. He's the best announcer. Like, okay, so the backlash is coming. It didn't come. He backed it up with a solid year. What blows my mind and will forever blow my mind about football is the number of people who understand how to correctly manage the clock in less than 3 minutes to go is so small. Like, Greg Olsen knows how to do it, and that should be just like, yes, you make $1 million a year. You're a professional football broadcaster. Of course you know how to manage the clock, but it's an exception to the rule. It's mostly just guys yelling and momentum and timeouts. You just to know exactly what to do in that situation and explain it and get it out there in the split second. He's going to be around for a while. He's got a good feel for the game. He's not as exciting as my guy Tony Romo. It doesn't bring the passion of Collinsworth. But he's really sharp and he's quick on his feet, and he gets the information out quickly that you need to enjoy watching a football game. All right, here's Lions coach Dan Campbell on the fourth down calls. He was gutsy. He knew it, and he owned it after the game.
I just felt really good about us converting and getting our momentum and not letting them play long ball. You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back, you know, and it's easy hindsight, and I get it, you know, I get that. But I don't regret those decisions, and that's hard, you know, it's hard because, you know, we didn't come through, we wasn't able to work out, but I don't. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get, that's part of the gig, man, but... You know, we just didn't work out.
That's defeated man there on the verge of a Super Bowl. The Lions denied once again. A great season down there in Detroit. But as he knows, and I'm sure he's feeling it, we'll play the clip later. These things are never a guarantee. Ravens as well, never a guarantee you get back to this spot. Very few sure things in the NFL. So many good teams striving for it every year. One of those teams, maybe a little bit, the Commanders. Scraping forward here. It's coach season. We'll tell you who they're interviewing today, who they're interviewing tomorrow, when decision time is coming, all that on the other side of this. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Stubb just dropped by, checked in for work for the day. He'll be producing AWOD Radio up at noon. Grant and Danny drive you home on The Fan. Stubb was all in on the Lions yesterday. That's him and Dan Campbell, the defeated men this morning. A compelling point there. The ball bounced off the guy's face and the Niners caught it. That's a tough break.
Sad day.
Well, they were the story. They were America's team for sure. Once the Bills were out, the Lions were for sure. I think America's still got a Bill soft spot too. I just noticed Megan's got the old school N64 shirt on this morning. I love this.
My gamer girl shirt.
Whoa.
I just noticed that too.
What was your game? Well, you can't say you just noticed it after I pointed out.
No, I literally.
Well, now that you say that, I also notice it.
I have an N64 T-shirt that I wear quite often.
There you go.
Okay.
Represent.
What was your game?
Probably the Mario games, which is really basic. But I also really like the Chip and Dale video game.
Yeah.
Rescue Rangers?
Yes. There we go.
I loved it. We lost it. I don't know where it is, which upsets me, but it was fun.
Got to blow on the cartridge.
Yeah.
If you refined it at this
and
point.
And really slam it back in there. Sometimes that's what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
The original Smash Brothers has certainly stood the test of time. GoldenEye. I was in that Mario forever trying to get all the... Because you didn't need all the stars to win. You just needed some of the stars. I went back. I was like, I'm going to get all the stars. Yeah. And then after a week, I was like, I'm not getting all the stars.
Well, we used to play it at... I had one at home. And then we also played it at the aftercare my mom worked at.
Yeah.
And so we would all like take turns and see how far we could get in Mario before we had to like switch and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. I miss it. I need to find my old system.
Great console, for sure. And then on the Wii, you can have multiple people playing at once on the Mario.
Yeah.
Which that's a great development, too.
Yep.
Get everybody in there.
And
everybody's
the
role. I don't have a Switch yet. We're way down the road. I know.
Oh, yeah. I love my Switch. You got to get one.
It's like half Game Boy, half machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the deal?
Yeah,
essentially.
There's the handheld one, and then there's the one, I got the one where it's like handheld, but you can take the controllers off, hook it to your TV.
Yeah.
So it's worth the extra money.
Well, yeah, because you want to play on your TV at home. You don't want to be playing on the small screen. Yeah. It's got all the classics, got Mario Kart, got all the things.
They have a few different, so they have all the new games and stuff, of course, but then they also have a few like apps on there that you can like download. Apps is probably the wrong word for it.
Sure.
I'm gonna get called out.
I hate this thing where you gotta download everything now though. Like I give me a cartridge.
I
own it, it's mine. You could still do that on the Switch?
That's what I do.
Okay, sure. Good. I need that.
Yeah.
Because I want to own it physically. The music thing, I pay for Spotify every month. And like,
I love my Spotify.
But I don't own anything anymore. You know?
Rule
if I quit
music,
paying, I quit listening.
My rule with music is I do Spotify for everything, but if it is a favorite artist of mine, I go out and buy the physical album.
There you go.
Way back at the start of Spotify, I would download everything into my Spotify, cancel it, and then like let it ride for a month after a while, though, I was like, that is way too much work to save.
It's a lot.
Like
work.
$7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you lose all your playlists every time you cancel. You know, it just wasn't worth it after a while.
I was,
because the machine knows what I want to listen to better than I do now. Yeah.
I was just upset when, like, I guess it was about a year or two ago, they finally cut me off of my student discount.
Oh.
So it was like $5 a month for Hulu and Spotify, and they've cut me off. They're
it's over. It's over.
Dang.
You are an adult now. time to start behaving like it.
Yeah.
Time to start paying like it. How do they know? They just...
I think they might have like a certain amount of years or something, and I was
if you're still a student,
a
like it's time to stop being a student now.
Yeah, they're like, okay, it's been like 6 years, you're not going anymore, and I'm like, I still am.
What was worse, being kicked off of your parents' insurance or losing your student discount?
Student discount, easy, easy.
That hits your wallet every month hard. Huh? The discount,
yeah,
absolutely. I became a VCU teacher last year, and I got a VCU email. I was like, oh, I'm going to try to get the student discount.
Yeah.
But they've wised up. I put it in. It's like, no, you're faculty. Like, how does it know that? How does it know that I'm the faculty?
That's
the faculty, though. They're right. They were right on top of it.
I didn't realize Spotify was that picky.
Ah, they were right on top of it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did Spotify know?
Number one Spotify improvement, when they added the lyrics.
Oh, I love the lyrics.
And they sync up, and it's like karaoke style. I like everything about that.
Yep. And the Spotify Wrapped.
The Wrapped. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine gets skewed, though, because I've, you know, it's family listening at my place. So One Direction was our top artist this year. that wasn't me.
I think mine, it had some of my mom's stuff on it, but it also had Taylor Swift and K-pop. So that was the main thing.
I wonder if Taylor Swift was top 10, like in everybody's in the entire world this
probably.
Year.
Probably.
Not mine.
Basically.
Not yours.
There's one in every crowd.
Not mine. I didn't play her once this last year.
There you go. That's true, because you, when pressed, could not identify a single song or album when we played that game. Yeah.
That was honest stupidity right there, which is every day from JC.
I believe it. 10:38, it's MP on the mic. Big week for the Washington Commanders. We have 7 finalists for the Commanders coaching job. 2 interviews are in the book. So they're going to do in-person interviews with the 7, we'll call them finalists. I don't know that like that's the term they're using internally. I think they're just candidates internally. But there's 7 in-person interviews. Everybody's available now. Nobody coaches for the Chiefs. Nobody coaches for the Niners. So everybody's free to interview, to do what they want here. 2 in the books. Bobby Slowick. He's the offensive coordinator in Houston from the Mike Shanahan tree. He was an assistant on the 2013 Redskins. I don't think he's going to get the job, but I think that was a wise interview. I think he's young star coaching up C.J. Stroud. And part of it is it's great to bring these people in and pick their minds and see what they think about football and where it's heading. Eric Bieniemy, the second one. That's a fascinating one. I've told you before, I've been telling you for a while, Eric Bieniemy's not going to be the next coach of the Washington Commanders. There's no disrespect to the guy. The fact that the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl does not help the Eric Bieniemy cause. They were struggling earlier in the year, and he was getting a little juice off of that. I hope he's an offensive coordinator somewhere. I hope he gets a chance to rehab his reputation. That would be fantastic. It's not gonna be here, though. It's time for the reboot. It's time for a full reboot. That's what matters. What matters to them is finding somebody who can come in, refresh this place, turn it over, and get the commandership rolling in the right direction. So Slowick and Bieniemy are the two that are in the books. Today, they are scheduled to talk to a pair of Ravens assistants. So they're right up the road. That's easy enough. Anthony Weaver and Mike McDonald, both on the defensive side of the ball. Mike McDonald is red hot right now. 36 years old, that Ravens defense just shredding people, held Mahomes to 17 yesterday, no points in the second half. And you saw it the way the Chiefs were playing in the second half. They were coaching like, you know, they knew they weren't going to score, and they weren't going to score on that Ravens defense, which was fantastic yesterday. So Mike McDonald would be the youngest coach if he gets hired. Now, part of that defensive? I don't know. The Seattle Seahawks are the only other coaching opening left. And they seem kind of big on Mike McDonald, which I think fits their identity a lot and what they've done over the years in Seattle. And certainly the way Mike McDonald has shredded Kyle Shanahan offenses, you love the thought of putting him in a conference where he's going to play Kyle twice a year, where he's going to play Sean McVay twice a year. That's the kind of defensive mind you need in a conference like that. So I think he's one to watch with the Seahawks. Tomorrow, first interview, Dan Quinn, who I think is also high on the Seahawks list. I don't doubt that there's interest, but I don't think Dan Quinn's the guy for the job here. I think if you're going with a defensive guy, Mike McDonald's the hot hand at the moment. Then tomorrow, the Commanders brass gets on the plane, goes to Detroit. They're going to chat with the Lions' two coordinators, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. And I would fully anticipate that Ben Johnson gets offered the job as coach of the Washington Commanders at the end of that interview. So could be tomorrow night, could be later in the week, could be some negotiating going on, could be a little back and forth. You never know how these things are going to pan out. But that of the seven, they're closing with Ben Johnson in Detroit. I think they want to bring him back on the plane with them. The search committee, which is Josh Harris and company. The Senior Bowl is this week. I've seen that mentioned a few times. So the Senior Bowl is where all the draft prospects go down and they'll play the game. That is not as essential as it used to be. It used to be everybody in the league was down there. That's really changed considerably in recent years. Ron Rivera didn't go a couple times. Lots of coaches don't go now. Adam Peters is not going to be there for every day of the Senior Bowl. And so much of it is, especially picking at number two where the Commanders are, they'll get plenty of FaceTime with the guys they want to get FaceTime with. It's become less essential. Everything's filmed. All the practices will be available for them to watch later. So the Senior Bowl is not a major factor here in the timing. But I think tomorrow night's your date to circle, your time to watch here. Commanders search crew heads to Detroit, chats with Ben Johnson. What I love, and you've seen everybody say, you know, Ben Johnson, presumed Commanders coach or expected Commanders coach. None of that's coming from inside the building. None of that's coming from Josh Harris and his crew and Bob Myers and the search crew. That's all external chatter. These guys have run a tight-lipped coaching search process, and that's exactly what they need. Look, I would love for them to talk to me as much as the previous regime talked to me, but I get what they're doing. They're resetting the building and resetting the expectations, and the fact that not a lot is getting out, I think, speaks highly to the process they're running and is very appealing to the candidates who are considering the job and want assurances that this is going to be a new era there, and this is going to be a new day in Washington. So those are the seven Commanders and Seahawks, last two teams that haven't hired a coach yet. Ben Johnson tomorrow night for the Commanders. Mike McDonald today, I think he's high on the Seahawks list as well. Get these final two openings in the bag, and I think it's going to be a really fun week. Tons of optimism for Commanders fans. Hopefully we'll have a coach in time to talk to him next week. Maybe he'll make the rounds in Vegas, stop by the fan table out there. We're fired up for that. But first, we got internal business to tend to. There are two finalists in the Odyssey Richmond pool, and you're going to hear from both of them on the other side of this break. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. All right, so smooth, 11:20 a.m. Kat Simons joining us from Mix. I love it.
I know, I'm on the air over there, but I had time in a song.
That's so great. Bragging on our producer here, Megan,
who you discovered.
You discovered Megan.
I met her at an event for Richmond Animal League, and okay. She was singing. She's performing.
Yeah.
She's very good, but there was something special about her. I knew she was a really good person,
hey.
And she was very talented.
Her parents
were there. They were proud of her. Perfect everything. She is my pick to be the next star of radio.
Ooh.
Hey, aw, that's so sweet.
Now I know you're a big
animal. And now look at her. She's everywhere.
And I'm learning things too. I know you're a big animal person. Maybe
I am.
Okay.
Yep.
You have pets?
Two cats, two dogs.
There you go.
Ask me.
We don't have that kind of time. We only have an hour.
Well, I gotta tell you something. And I'm being truthful.
All right.
Okay. I kept saying Kelsey because I didn't even know his first name,
yeah,
right?
Travis.
Of course, we play Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
You're just playing Cruel Summer on Mix.
That's
one of my jams, yeah.
But I got to tell you, last night I watched the game, okay, yesterday afternoon, with him in it, okay? And it was the first time I actually sat there and watched him as him not thinking about her.
Mm.
He's really good.
You picked the right game. He was outstanding yesterday.
Oh my gosh. He's just plowing through there and plowing down.
He was outstanding yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the late game, that was a total surprise. I didn't think San Francisco would come back.
It was over, then it wasn't over, then we had the reversal. You know that Awad and I are going down to Las Vegas. We're going to do Radio Row. We're going to interview all the people, all the celebrities. Our friends at Bud Light are sending us down there. It's going to be a blast of a week. We're going to be in Las Vegas for the big week, all week next week.
Wow.
And I have invited Taylor Swift to be on this program. We haven't heard back from her people yet. I'm sure she's just probably sleeping in. It was probably a late night of partying last night. Probably all it is. I'm one of the few sports talk hosts who has been to the Eras Tour. So I feel like you know, I feel like we've got something working here.
This one loves Taylor Swift.
I do.
Oh, yeah. No,
we've been talking about her.
It's come up. It's come up in conversation.
She's done a lot for football this year. Mm-hmm.
She's done a lot for football. She's raised brand awareness of football.
Yes, she has. I mean, and why aren't we going on this trip?
Huh?
Why aren't we going with them?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's a great point.
Thanks for being my friend.
Ooh. Why don't you talk to your work husband about that?
It's Awad then that does the inviting.
I mean, just saying. He's going too. He also has a carry-on suitcase we could stuff you in or something.
Ooh,
yeah.
You just stuff cat in a suitcase.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That was always, anytime I'd go somewhere for work, you know, like, oh, I'm going to the Super Bowl. Can I hold your notepad for you? Can I hold your recorder? Can I go in your... Can I get in your carry-on bags?
I want to go. I've never been to anything big like that for the NFL.
Surely you've been to Vegas, though, before. Yeah. That's the...
No. I haven't, and I hate to admit
I haven't either.
Okay.
I have not either.
But right. I would like to go. Beginner's luck.
We should go.
They say that's a thing.
We could do that.
Let's do it.
We'll take our own trip, Megan, and we'll go to Vegas and do it our way. We'll probably be front and center for Taylor's concert that she just throws for us. And we invite our closest personal friends that we've just met in Vegas.
Yep.
And guess who won't be there?
Wow, this turned quickly. MP just got the door slammed on him.
Yeah, he did, I'm smiling at you.
No worries. This took a very abrupt turn, Kat.
I'm very excited for you. That's so amazing.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, we're going to talk to tons of people. And, you know, there's always all sorts of football celebrities there and regular celebrities, too. And, you know, Awad will be there. So people will be mobbing him everywhere he goes, obviously.
This is how it is to be a radio wife.
Sometimes you have to let them fly. You know, release them like a dove.
Yeah, you don't get to go anywhere fun.
And then you don't get to go anywhere fun. Yeah,
somebody's got to stay home, take care of the critters.
Somebody's got to babysit.
I'm just saying, Travis, I like you.
Travis can stay.
He's good.
Did you see his brother last week, Jason?
Yes, and until I read a People magazine article, had no idea he had a brother who was in football too, and the mom is so proud of them. I'm like, why did we not know? Because of Taylor wasn't dating him at that time. So because of Taylor, we now know everything.
What's funny about this is last year in the Super Bowl, the brothers played against each other.
Oh,
those were the two teams in the Super Bowl last year. And so the mom, Donna, was like everywhere during Super Bowl week. It's two brothers playing against each other in the Super Bowl. And if you were to ask a football fan, they'd be like, she's the most like overexposed person on the planet. And then Taylor Swift comes along and makes it look like child's play. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's tailored down.
Like we're longing for the days of Donna Kelce in the half and half jersey. Yeah.
See, and I didn't even know about her until I read that article. So I have this whole new world and appreciation.
Well, isn't Jason like... Isn't his team like Taylor's like old favorite team or hometown team?
The Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. The family grew up as Eagles fans.
Oh.
And that's Jason's team. Yeah.
Oh.
It's really good this didn't happen last year. Because that would have been a big situation. Who is Taylor going to cheer for in the Super Bowl? Her boyfriend's team or her childhood team? She name checks them in a song. There's some song where she references the Eagles. And apparently everybody thought it was the band, but it was actually the football team all along. Because, you know, the Eagles, the band, like that would be a thing for a musician to do, name check the Eagles,
of course.
But it turned out it was the football team. It's like
you're amazing. You're an encyclopedia.
It's like the Hootie and the Blowfish song. He says the Dolphins make me cry. It's not like Flipper. It's the Miami Dolphins. That's his team.
And I didn't know that.
And they're losing. So he so Darius Rucker is crying, still crying after all these years.
And how long have I been in radio and I didn't know that?
Don't
answer.
I wasn't going to answer how many years you've been on the radio. Any other. She gives us music trivia sometimes, and it's like she'll stump me with very basic stuff. So we need each other. We all need each other. That's what's important.
Yeah.
Cap, thank you for dropping in for a minute.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll step aside. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I always love the Monday show. Lots of NFL football to break down. Lots of college basketball to break down. It's a great time of year. I was thinking of you, Adam. AWOD Radio joins us from Capitol Ale House. If there's anybody who needs an affordable gourmet hamburger tonight, it's the guy who took the advice of some radio knucklehead who told him to hold on to his Baltimore Ravens to win the Super Bowl ticket instead of cashing it out for actual American currency. So there's that, Adam.
Yeah, you owe me $60. JC owes me $60. Stubb owes me $60. I'll be collecting at the end of the week here.
Yeah.
As I told everyone that I should have cashed out because this is the Kansas City Chiefs. All they do is win in the playoffs. They win when it matters. But everyone said, no, you got to stick with that ticket for bragging rights. Screw your bragging rights. Come on now.
Now you don't have bragging rights or money.
$60. Yeah.
You could have sold it to me. Offers were made.
I know. I know.
This sounds like a man who can't
take
responsibility for his own decisions. That's my breakdown.
That's very true. I mean, the whole game, I'm watching it on my phone here, and I'm looking at the Cash App button, and it would go from cash out to $70 to $69 to $68 to $55 to $45 to $36. At one point, I almost cashed out for $4 because I was just desperate to get something in my bank account.
That could have got you a cheeseburger tonight at Cap Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. AWOD Radio, he takes over at noon, live from Capitol Ale House. You were watching the basketball this weekend. I never know how to divide out the Monday time, but I know this. The Spiders beating Dayton, that's not nothing. And I know this. VCU beating Davidson on the road, that's not nothing either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, we both talked about this. The conference is much improved from last season. The bottom half of the conference is now competitive. At the top half, you're seeing, you know, two or three teams battling for the top spot, much better than last year when VCU ran away with the conference by three-plus games, even though we'd love to see that happen again. I do think it's going to come down to these two matchups against Richmond and then that game against Dayton as well. VCU, right in a good position in the standings. I don't expect Richmond to finish the conference schedule undefeated. I expect Dayton to lose another one as well. So I think VCU, with the momentum they have, has a good chance to finish in the top four.
Oh, big game Saturday. I got a situation brewing Saturday, Adam. The RVA Sports Awards. I'm on the selection panel with Lane Casadane for that. It's a great event every year. They have it at the Altria Theater. It's a dressy event, right? It's, you know, it's like the Oscars of Richmond area sports. It's Saturday night at 6, and Saturday at 4 is Richmond at VCU, and I'm not missing that. So I think I'm gonna be the best dressed guy at the Siegel Center on Saturday.
Well, that's a weird bit. That's a weird bit. I get it. It's the Oscars of Richmond, but this is the Super Bowl. Anytime VCU plays against Richmond, I think you might have to just come fashionably late, right? Because
this is
going to be an epic game.
I want to be very clear on the radio right now so nobody misunderstands me. If the game goes to overtime, I'm not leaving.
No,
that's out of the question. I would never do such a thing. Absolutely not. But I might not blend in as much as I normally do. Might look a little awkward. That's all right, though. It's going to be a good crowd. I'm fired up for that one already. But first, got to get through St. Bonaventure tomorrow. I know we'll have plenty more to say about that. AWOD Radio joins us. Adam Epstein. This time next week, we'll be in Vegas. You'll be at the Big Dorito Chip Hotel. I'm excited to get the full report on that. Our friends at Bud Light sending us down to the big game. We're very excited about that. My take earlier, I'll be curious for your thought. I think the Ravens are going to have the harder time living with their loss yesterday. It seems like everybody has focused on Dan Campbell's aggressiveness and going for it on fourth down. But that's who he is. That's his brand. When he's breaking this down, he went out the way he came in. He was himself to the finish. I just think the Ravens changed who they were, and the penalties and the turnovers and not letting Lamar cook. That wasn't the Ravens we watched all year.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but Lamar had 37 pass attempts. He had plenty of chances to cook. I think Lamar just had a bad game. I mean, the announcers called him out on it. He was sliding around the pocket, not reestablishing his feet so that he could throw it accurately downfield. He also took 4 sacks. Lamar doesn't usually take that many sacks in a game. I get it. Maybe he didn't have as many rushes, and they didn't rush that much as a team, only 16 carries. But I look at Dan Campbell and the Lions, and I say, man, that's a team that completely botched this situation here. You cannot be up 24-7 and lose that game. You cannot have a zero on the board in the third quarter, no matter what. And, you know, it is the decision-making. I get what you're saying. That's who he is. But you do need to adjust to win the big games. And so I didn't like what I saw from Dan Campbell. Not at all. And then, defensively, they just... I can't believe that guy on the Lions tipped it up to Brandon Ayuk. Like, what are you thinking there?
What a play.
It went right through his hands, hit him on the helmet, and just bounced right into... Like, dude, that was just so disappointing.
Like, that's when, as a fan, you're thinking, like, maybe my team actually is cursed. Like, when it hits a dude in the head and the other team gets a touchdown off of it, that's when you're like, okay, maybe curses are real, and maybe my team is part of one. Because that was
brutal.
Well,
they got overconfident. They started waving goodbye to the crowd at 27.
They did.
They got overconfident and cocky, and you know it always ends up biting you in the butt when that happens. And the 49ers, they stayed patient, and I thought that offensively, Kyle Juszczyk had a really good game. A couple big catches and some big moments. You know, he kind of goes under the radar. He had a better game than George Kittle, you know. And so that was big for the Niners offense. And then once Debo got going, man, they are very tough.
McCaffrey, Juszczyk, Kittle to an extent. Their ability to punch the Chiefs in the mouth is going to be something the Ravens didn't have. I think it's going to make this a fascinating Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. And I really do think... We got the best matchup in terms of star power, right? It's the Bud Light Big Game Week next week from Vegas. Michael Phillips and myself broadcasting live for the big game. And we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. We're talking about George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy. I mean, Bose on the other side. We really did get the best star power in this matchup here.
And you're eligible to go because you have in the playoff pool, you have now broken even. You're back to 0 points. I just wanted to publicly commend you in this public forum I have. You're no longer in the negatives, Adam. Congratulations.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to either Jeff Wicker or Rick, our superstar sales accountant, being an intern for the day on AWOD Radio. I just bought a new toothbrush so that they can scrub the floor. And the number one thing I want them to do, Michael, is to de-dust the studio. I mean, it is so dusty.
It's a bit of a situation in here. Our guy JC tries his best, but the new dust is trucked in nightly, it feels like, around here.
JC's a bit of a clean freak there.
Yes.
I kind of like it.
The first one we've had
really
working here in years, potentially decades. Yeah, I've offered him first pick. Because we're tied for first. I told him he can have either Super Bowl team. I'll take the other one because I want a winner. I don't believe in playing competitions to ties. I'm prepared to take either team in the interest of this being an actual outcome.
Yeah, you know, Michael, I'm going to say it because I think you're afraid to say it. You are in first place. JC is in second because you're giving out the picks and you're saying, oh, I'm picking the Niners because of this rationale. And then he comes in, I like the Niners.
Well, it's his chance to prove it here. Chance to prove it with all the Doritos on the line here at the big game from Las Vegas. We're excited for that. We have Cook on AWOD Radio today briefly.
Oh, we got a good show going on today. Rick Snyder, Sergeant Snyder in the AWOD.
Snyder Marks.
Join us at 2 p.m. Talk about Ben Johnson becoming most likely to be the next head coach of the Washington Commanders. Matt Shelton-Ide, founder of VCU Ram Nation, will join us at 2:30. Talk about that big victory for VCU at Davidson. That's all coming up here live from Capital L House in Innsbruck from 12 to 3 on The Fan.
Giddy up. All right, we'll look forward to that. If you missed anything from today's program, you know what to do. It's the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. Podcast is online. MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. Appreciate you guys joining us on a Monday morning. Back with more tomorrow. AWOD Radio takes over next. You are listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.